Starting in Hilchos Brachos HaShachar, Simen Mem Vav. So, Sif Aleph, Kishe Ye'er Mishnosoi, when a person awakens from his sleep, Ye'er Elokai Nesham. This is Gemara Brachos. So the Gemara Brachos presents the Brachos on the order of as things happen during the morning. The Gemara says when you wake up, you say Elokai Nesham. When you get dressed, when he opens his eyes, or literally he uses his hands to open his eyes. Now, so Mishabur is going to say you haven't washed your hands yet, and the Gemara is mashal that a person has not washed his hands yet. We'll get to that at the end. So it has to be, they're talking about that he used a cloth in between his hands and his eyes. When he sits up, he says matiras surim. The process of being able to remove, going from the lying to the sitting, is matiras surim, taking the person out of the state of being held physically bound down. He's able to stand up totally. He makes a bracha zokef kifufim. Kishiniach ragla ba'aretz, when a person is able to appreciate the idea of walking on the ground by putting his feet down to the ground. Yivorech rekah ha'aretz al hamoyim. Kishino min olav yivorech shasadi kol tzarki. You put on your shoes. You say it's just called tzarki. Kishahelat yivorech amechim inside the gover. Then you walk. You say the bracha amechim inside the gover. Kishchoger chaguroi. When you put on your belt, yivorech is a yusul bigvura. I hagot loyvish avni hamafsi bein liber leervo. So it's not necessarily chaguroi, which is, you know, doesn't literally mean a belt. It means it was more like a girding yourself type of a thing. But rather, you just put something to act. So the Rama adds, even just put something that it's going to function as a separation between the lev and the erva, which we require of that. So you make the bracha in that situation. Kishemesim kaivo, I mean, snap is berosha yivorech u'teyusobasifora. He puts on some type of head covering. He makes the bracha of Uteriusobasifara. We mentioned back in Simon Bays, talked about yarmulkes. So I mentioned to you that the Birak Roh there in Simon Bays quotes this is all quotes from a Gemara in Brachas and towards the end of the ninth parak. And the Moriz Mashma that he only put his head covering on by bracha number 12, whatever the number is.
13.
No, because he doesn't have the three Shalosani Goys aren't there yet. And, right. So it would be less than that. There's 14 altogether, and this is number 13, but there's three missing, so it's number 10. Right. At this point in time, it would be number 10. So he brings a right from this that the meikra din of the Gemara, the person is able to. There's no requirement of covering your head. It's not meikra din. Kshiyatu yado b'vorach al natil shadayim. So you say al natil shadayim, which we think we learned hechos in natil shadayim. We pointed out that the natila, as long as his hands are clean, he's able to say a brachas or tefillah. He has to wash his hands for ruach ra. That bechlal does not preclude you from saying brachas. And even a case where his hands are kosher for brachas, you still need to wash your hands for tefillah. And the bracha of Islam is going for the tefillah process. Then kashir chetzponav b'yivorech hamaver shena me'inoy. So the act of being rech chetzponav is the act of taking away the sleep. Mi rotzen ad baruch ato Hashem gemel chasidim tovim lamo Yisrael. I think I mentioned to you somewhere along the lines, I don't remember exactly when, there's an interesting sefer called Machshavas Be'etzo. It was put out, I don't know, probably close to 100 years ago, about, it was, I think it was the Ger Chosid, like ideas of how to address halachic challenges, mostly in the area of Orachaim issues. So one of the questions was, in case a person says hamapil and he doesn't fall asleep. So what's the solution to deal with that problem? So it's not so posh that it's a problem, because it could be in the bracha hamapil. Mishabura comes out that hamapil, it's a bracha on sleep, it's a thank, therefore you should not be masked between the bracha of hamapil and sleeping. But he does point out, on the tzarek gadol, you're allowed to interrupt. So if it's a regular bracha, you wouldn't be allowed to interrupt. So clearly it's bikur, it was niskanam, the fact in the bria, the bracha created sleep. But assuming that there'd be, it's goes on, so he says that if you see over here that hamar shena is through washing your face, so if he gets up in the morning, he says he doesn't wash his face, so he's still in the state of hamapol shena. So that was his suggestion of how you would solve the problem of hamapol shena, was don't wash your face in the morning, based on this gemara. An interesting thought process. What?
You're not washing your face, but you never slept.
He says the mapo shena means the act of you getting tired. So the way you remove that tiredness is by washing your face. So as long as the Russian was mapo kevle shena, you never fell asleep, but you're mapo kevle shena. Rashid one time told us, it says that the Talzer Rav never said hamapil because he had insomnia. He wouldn't sleep. The Brisker Rav never said hamapil and he slept. So somebody asked him, like, if you sleep, why don't you say hamapil? He says, once I say hamapil, I'd be so nervous about the fact that I might not sleep, I wouldn't be able to sleep, because he's the Brisker Rav. You know, that was part of the Brisker Rav's, the year of the pocket of saying the Bracha Batala would have kept him awake. So once he didn't say it, he'd probably be able to fall asleep. I don't know how that worked. How can you allow to go to sleep if he didn't say hamapil? So I don't know, I haven't figured that out. Anyway. That whole bracha is really one thought. It's not, so you don't have to remain after the words. You don't have to remain over there, but the hirotzen is a continuation. So it's an interesting thought. But we look at it as one bracha. So it starts off with the and ends off with Gemma Chasadim Tabim Lamo Yisrael. So we have to take it into if it's all one bracha, we would have to assume usually the beginning of the bracha and the bracha have some shaykhus to it. So we're looking at a marv shena as being indicative of an example of paradigmatic of the idea of the chasadim tevim that Kosh Baruch does lamo Yisrael, which I mean it's a little bit like. We would see usually more that within the context of just a Ma'aver Sheino. But in the thought process, that's what you'd have to say. But then, if you take it, the Hamshach a little bit, just thinking about it a little bit more, so it always, I found it fascinating. If a Ma'aver Sheino may know you, some of the is the Baracha, and then we launch it, it's considered a Hamshach, that the person shouldn't be do something improper and be misled, etc. So it sounds like the bracha b'ma'aver shena me'ino yusnu ma'aver poi is not referring necessarily only to physical sleep, but it's the confusion and the quote unquote the sleepiness that we don't notice the Yetzer Hara misleading us. So the bakash is that, same with the bracha was took away my physical sleep, I should then be able to see the world properly and therefore do the right thing. So I stay away from Adam Rav, Mechavar Rav, and I'm not going to be Yetzer Tovim, Masim Tovim. That would be the flow according to this understanding. L'chara, it's a deep shot, L'chara. Okay. So the Mishabur. So Mishabur, interesting, has a short introduction over here. The quote actually is, he says it's a Shari Tshuva. Well, we'll get to the Shulchan, talks about that later on. The Gemara does not mention the bracha, but it's not a Gemara. It was Niskan later on by the Goinim, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch talks about it later on as a separate bracha. He also talks about the three brachas of Shlomo Sani, which that's also not that Gemara in brachas. That's a separate Gemara. It's a Shalmi, I think, if I recall correctly. So it mentions that separately. So we'll talk about that. Maybe not the Gemara. That's Gemara Menlachas. Okay. Kadam boil the basic Knesses. Boil Shua Daim Bechatar basic Knesses. Yermer Bebes Elokim Nahalach Berdogish. So there's a pasuk in Tillim. So you say that we go into the Beis Elohim, we go beragish with emotion, with ragish, meaning some trembling. So before you enter in, it's proper to stop and to make declare that to yourself that you're going to go in with the awe that a Beis Knesset deserves. I'm trying to remember it now. There's Chassidus Avort of Berogish. We'll go to Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaNahal Berogish, Blota Regen Shnei. I forgot what the gimel was. Right, no matter whatever the weather is, whether it's mud, whether it's raining, whether it's snow, whether there's something with the gimel also.
Hebrew, it's not in Yiddish. It's the Reish is Ruach. Gimel's
right, that
Shin is Sheleg. I mean,
right, no, but there's somebody else. There's also a Yiddish way of saying.
Beis
probably borrowed. Beis probably borrowed. But this one, there is Blota, Regen.
Why would a Hebrew word have a?
Come on, the Chassidus Rebbe says the word. He says it in Yiddish. What do you want from him? You know.
All right.
The thing is, the Belzer Rebbe said it. There was a Belzer.
Whatever.
Come on, you're Chassidus Yid.
I know I speak Yiddish, but I don't see what it has to do with the Hebrew word.
Okay. V'yargish, v'yir ta'atzman, v'yikonsa l'beis ha'knesses m'ripach. The way a person should take that thought of the rogish, the yargish, and he should create a trembling, literally, v'yir ta'atzman, he would step back for a moment before he goes in, from the pachad of entering into the beis ha'knesses. V'yamten v'yishamat, then after he says that, he stops for a moment and he thinks. Then he says, and therefore, even though seemingly with the awe that we have from Kadosh Baruch Hu would almost preclude us from wanting to enter in, but I'm able to come into your house. The Bereshim allows us to come into the Beis HaKnesses. He comes and then he goes in. So that's the Shari Tshuva. B'shem the Pri Yitzchayim. Pri Yitzchayim is the Reb Chaim Vital, which is usually it's a quote from the Rizal. So that's the proper way to enter into the Beis HaKnesses. I once had this aura. I think I might have shared it with you that there are halachic eitzes how to. Well, we grapple with tefillah, having the right kavana with tefillah. Now, if we could create a mindset when a person walks into the Beis HaKnesses that we sort of go into the zone, like, you know, you're focused only on tefillah, and you're it's a place which is just set aside for the purpose of tefillah. We'd sort of like walk in there and go into the zone, you know, you're thinking on only on that thought. That'd be all the gates. So Chazal gave that. Chazal said, there's an Isra of Sikha Beis HaKnesses. You don't want to talk about anything else Beis HaKnesses at all. Anything which has a full bona fide Kedusha Beis HaKnesses, you can't. It's an Isser Gomer to talk about anything. Period. The Rizal wouldn't even talk the Reitera in Beis HaKnesses. It's Miyuchah just for Tefillah. Right? There are halachos of stopping before you walk in. There's only a series of halachos which we have, which we would use them properly. Our davening would look different. The problem is we don't keep those things. We grapple like, you know, I need more kavanah in my davening. Well, so you could hear like almost a chazal saying, you know, I told you how to do it. Like, why were you listening to me? So the result, you know, you have this idea, you stop. So I was once talking with somebody, so I don't know whether it's true or old, but he davened in Deal. So in Deal, they're makwa, in the shulah, there's zero sikha, period. There's only tefillah in the Beis HaKnesses. says, and he had that hargosha, like you walked and you felt like you were walking into a different type of a place. You're walking into a place, sort of like helps you have more kavana, like you like left everything behind. There's no schmoozing, nothing, zero talking. The whole, not just even davening, period. You don't talk inside the Beit HaKnesset, lo medabrim, period. And so it forced you to go into a different mindset. It's a fascinating thing. We sort of like shoot ourselves on the foot. We do it all the time.
What did you say about the davening?
See, what's your question?
What did you say about the davening?
What I say about the davening?
Yes.
That you shouldn't do anything else but daven. Okay. So Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention Matzeh Olecha, doesn't mention, he doesn't mention Adon Olam, you know, the Shulchan Aruch goes straight to Brachas. We have Adon Olam, we have Yigdal. It's interesting, the Arizal did not say Yigdal. Many people say Yigdal in the morning. The Arizal did not say Yigdal. It was a way to say it's a way to say it was the tefillah existed in his time. He didn't say it. He says it wasn't Niskan al pi Kabbalah. He didn't say it. But we say it as a way to say whether the Yud Gimel Ikrim. It's interesting. In the Nusach of Yidal, the Yud Gimel Ikrim is not so. You know, some of them are maybe one or two of them are not exactly as written in the Rambam. But the Rizal didn't say it. The Adon Olam is a minute to say that the Adon Olam was all, the Rizal did say. The Adon Olam was written by Rosh Hashanah Ibn Gabirol, which was good 300 years before the Arizal. And there's a sefer called the Magid Tzedek. Magid Tzedek was written by one of the Magidim in Yerushalayim and in Vilna. And he said the reason why we say Adon Olam is based on a Gemara in a Mishnah and a Gemara. The Mishnah says that by the Mesechus Tamid, that before they would shet the Korban Tamid, they would have a person who would be at Saifa to see that it was light, it was lit, it was Yom. They'd ask him Bar Koi, means it was a Barak, did you have the light? And he would say Bar Koi, and then they ask him Ad Chevron, there's the light extending all the way to Chevron, and he would say Ad Chevron. So the Mor says, look, why Chevron? It says to me, Master, the schools of the office before we start davening, we want to mention the Yishani Chevron, referring to the office. So we mention Al Chevron not because it's intrinsic to the Shechitas HaTamid, but before they would shech the Korban Talmud, they wanted to mention the schools of the office. So the Magid Tzedek said that Chazal said that the first one called Hashem Adon was Avraham Avinu. So he said, our tefillah with Adon Olam, to master schools of Avraham, that he was the one who pointed out that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Adon Olam. He was the true master of the world. So the Vilna Gaon said, so I guess this is a compliment. He said that the whole sefer was worthwhile to publish for that one word, because it's worthwhile to publish a whole sefer that there should be one word which is truly called, which is Emes Lamita Shel Torah. So I guess he held that word was Emes Lamito Shel Torah. Now you could be medayik in what he said that he was held the rest of the sefer was not Emes Lamito Shel Torah, but that's also possible. But the Vilna Gaon said on that piece that that piece was Emes Lamito Shel Torah. That's why we said Adon Olam. So he said that's what we start tefillah with Adon Olam. So apparently he didn't start with Ma Tovu. And the minhag of saying Ma Tovu, Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention saying Ma Tovu. And the El Yerabah over here mentioned that the Marshal didn't say it, but the Darkei Moshe does mention it. You know, the Ramah does mention the Ramah and Darkei Moshe mentions it, but the Minhag is to say it. The Marshal didn't say it because wasn't comfortable starting with a pasuk which was used
by Bilam.
By Bilam, yeah. Oh,
yeah, it is kind of interesting that we're doing that. It was a nice thing to say, but still was Bilam who was saying it.
Well, Chazal say that you know, that pasuk, out of all the pasukim that he said, was retained as a bracha. So it was. Even the Umos Erlem were zeichet to understand, you know, Christ was zeichet to be such a clarity. Even the Umos Erlem were murdered to that. We like the Umos Erlem to be murdered to some of our things, you know. We're having problems with that issue. Okay. Aleph, Kishier Mishinosa, Kala Brachos Elo, whom is Shum, the Oshel, the Honest Min Erlem, Azebeli Bracha.
I think they might have the Hain, before the Yishka. I think they might have to that one.
Yes, okay. We call it the Hanamin Erlem, Azebeli Bracha, is Kila Moa. So we're going to understand the concept over here is there's an element of these are thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for the Hanoah, so we want to say Baruch on Hanoah. Now, it's not Pashas, the real Berachas in a Henin. There's no din of Hefzik. But the interesting application of it is we'll see later on in Sifches, in a case where one of these things didn't happen, will we say the Baruch or not? The Shulchan Aruch holds you don't. So a person on Tisha B'Av, you don't put on shoes. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you don't say the bracha for shoes. Shalosah the kotzarki. Yom Kippur, you don't say shalosah the kotzarki. If you don't hear the tarnagel call, you don't say a bracha on the tarnagel. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, it was niskan on a specific action which took place, and you're thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for that benefit. The Rambam says it's niskan al minhag ha'olam, even though you're not wearing the shoes, but the concept of the shoes, the bracha was niskan on that, so you would say it. So this pshat fits much better along the lines of what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, that it's because of the hanoah shabbat. The Rami Kroya Dodi, we have a stirim psukim, there's more in the brachas in the beginning of the sixth parak, Tzil Hashem ha'aretzim vayo, that everything in the world belongs to Hashem. But rather it's given to man. So which one is it? Does it belong to Hashem or is it given to us? Matitza the more answers, that loy kasha. Khan kadim bracha, kalacha bracha. Before the bracha it belongs to Hashem, after the bracha it belongs to us. Rasulomer kadim bracha, hila Hashem. The term like kehektish ula Hashem, it belongs to Hashem. So it's hektish. Bracha bracha. Hutra kolin the other, now we can take benefit from it. So that's how we see that it's kilu mo'al, because it's considered everything in the world has an element of holiness that belongs to Hashem. Okay, so therefore he's explaining along the lines of. Now, it's not your normal get it done because in the Henin that you say it afterwards, not beforehand. It means some type of a parallel thought process. Person wakes up machine also, it's a learner, Dafka Soif Shinosa. But it calls Mach Yok, it's based on Shoshatiya. When you finally wake up in the morning, you're ready to get up, you say Lakai Nisham. Okay.
Lakai Nisham should be tied to Asher Yotzer, correct? Or no? Or is that necessary?
So the tour holds not, and the Shulchan Aruch is following the tour. The tour, Tosis really grapples with the question, what's the pshat if it's a bracha which is not maschal b'baruch? What's the pshat? Because we have a general cloud that any bracha which doesn't shem a malchus is not a bracha. It comes out that if it's not some of the chaverta, so it's a bracha shem a malchus. Tosis says that it's something which is a birchas hodah to Kodesh Baruch Hu that doesn't require that. That Tosis suggests, and I'm trying to remember. I don't recall if Tosis brings one shot that is similar to Asher Yetzar. The Ramah ties it into Asher Yetzar, and the Vilna Gaon agrees with that. That's the Ramah before which we had on the incident involved. That he ties it to Asher Yetzar. I mentioned to you then that Rav Hutner says that the flow is the bracha of. That Asher Yetzar is about the goof, Lakan Hashem is about the neshama, and the Rafei Chol B'Sur Mafli La'Asoyis. The Mafli La'Asoyis is that the Rosham combines the neshama and the goof together in the ability to speak. Because the Rama, we use the word pelah. The Rama, the area of halacha which refers to the idea of nadorim and all those type of things, and that is was referred to as aflah, the koyach of the human being to express with his dibur something which is kaddish. So the place where the goof and the neshama meet is in deeper. So that's the flow of the brachas. That's what the Ramah says. But the Torah doesn't say that. Yermel l'kai neshama. Tzarech l'hafzik ma'ad bein l'kai l'neshama. Kadesh lo yiyah neshama sh'neshama hiya l'kav chas v'shalom. it shouldn't be, each person shouldn't be saying my neshama is my God, which is my neshama, but rather lakai the my Kodesh Baruch Hu neshama should have to be taharihi. It should be clear that neshama is going on at the end of the sentence. Then he brings lakai neshama. I am liable to him involved. Mr. Brewer, siv katan yud base. So there, Mr. Brewer does talk about that there should be some chaberton. Okay, he says now when you hear the Tanakh, you say hanoisin lasech vivino. The sechvi is referring to the lev, nikra sechvi beloshen hamikra. Dixiv oimi nosan la sechvi vino. The lev who am even. So the place of Havana is in the lev. The krech of bina allows you to understand the difference between day and night. And you find that the rooster is also endowed with that ability to notice the two. And he will call out when it gets close to daylight. So the Iker Bracha, way Mishnah Berurah seems to explain it, is on the human beings' differentiation between the night and the day, combined with the fact that we got the benefit of the Tarnagol indicating that to me, and we're using the same words, which would be a shared word, which referred to the lave of the person and that of the Tarnagol. So then the question will be, like the Mishnah Berurah we'll talk about later on, let's say you didn't hear the rooster crow. If the main bracha is on the person's ability to be mafkin, so I didn't hear the rooster, but who cares? If the main bracha is on if the rooster is integral to the bracha, so then it's a problem. You know, then you get involved in the Shulchan Aruch Shita that you can only make the bracha if it happens. So that's sifches. That's what he talks about in sifches. Malbisha romim hey lav davka sheyoshin arum akim shalom loyvish malbushalion shalom mavorek brachuzu. Even if a person slept in a state of being clothed, there's still other elements of clothing you're going to be adding on when you get up in the morning. You're not going to walk around in your pajamas. Okay, so when he puts his hands al einov, he says b'keach yivrim. So you open your eyes, like you rub your eyes. So he says, 1 second, if you're telling me that later on we wash our hands, he didn't wash his hands yet. So pirish ayilei acholuk, you did that through a garment. The usher, you can't touch your eyes. It's dangerous, considered dangerous, so you can't touch your eyes before you wash your hands. Then when you walk, you say Mechim Sadegover, Zion, Baguda, Kosuv Asher Hechin. The Guda, which is one of the Rishonim, he has the version of the Gemara saying Asher Hechin. I think you'll find the Siddur in both different nuschos.
When he washes his eyes, he okay?
No, he rubs his eyes.
He
hasn't washed his hands yet. They didn't wash their hands in the order of the Gemara. They didn't wash their hands until after Teisa B'Sifuro. You put in the Avnet.
What when he rubs his eyes, okay?
So how can you say, the Mishnah Berurah is grappling the question, how can you rub your eyes and say, b'keach yivrim, if you didn't wash your hands yet? You can't touch your eyes yet. So it means you rub your eyes through a garment. Okay. Avet ha'ocha hu mitnasayim. Ken avet she'hizker shulchan aruch bereishis min tzadi aleph. So the Ramah says, the shulchan aruch says, icha goro, and the Ramah adds, olevish ha'avnet. So the Mishnah Berurah is explaining that the chagorah means some type of you're tying yourself up. Abba just means that they're putting on the pants, which will then act as a separation between the heart and it's now distinct above the pants and below the pants. And that's the same thing over there in Siman Tzadi Aleph. The person should be wearing an avdeit. Wearing your pants is sufficient. So in the Torah, the word avdeit is referring to simply to the belt. So That's why the Shulchan Aruch says Kishachayger Chagara Yivarch Isaiah Samig Vurda, and the Rambam added Kishaloy Veshoavnet. You put something in your head, they say, "I'll tell you so." The Hisker Siptes Sipkotan Tes Hisker Yisub Brachos Zub Bchemes Yisrael. The two of the brachos Kaisel mentions Mashenkin Bachemes. So Hatam, the reason why the Kaisel is only mentioned in these two, not in the other ones. Sharhu Lanos Oilam. The other ones are brachos on the benefit which the world has. Shakol Shemimbo that applies there, and everybody has those benefits, not necessarily only Jews. This benefit of the chagura is a special concept. The main advantage of it is the tznius element. Chagura hu mishum shloiyah liba royas erba. So the main reason why we wear the tznius, the belt, is there should be a separation between the lev and the erva. That's something which Kli Yisrael is makbidan. The purpose of covering your head is to create elements of awareness, sneeze of your meaning idea, bring awareness of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence around us. At the Morse says in Shabbos that Rav Nachman said that his mother told him you should cover your head in order you should have a Yiras Shamayim. I think it was Rav Nachman. He wrote certain Shetargelin Besar Secha Loshen Rabin. So the tefillah of Shetargelin Besar Secha should be said in Loshen Rabin. In general, our public tefillahs are said b'loshen rabim, because when you're davening for the whole tzibur, the tefillah is more effective. And Akrei Kata, the Zevun Lagoyin, the Vilna Gaon says that in Shmona Esrei, you're not allowed to daven for a private bakasha. All bakasha should be loshen rabim. Even when you add a private bakasha, it should be you should make when you add a specific bakasha, it should be we daven for so and so and so and so besorch sharchafe the other chayla Yisrael, or you know, it's a person asks for panosa besorch shar amcha Yisrael. Whatever you're adding, it should be always in the context of the rabbi. Okay, so now the Torah comes along and says, so the Mor says that these brachas were said al seder halavisha, but we don't do that. Beis Achshem Nogu Achshem Neshenei Ene Yidam Nekiyas. So a combination of two reasons. First of all, that people can't make the brachas before they wash their hands because their hands were not clean. And there's also people who are not familiar with them, so they're going to need somebody else to say for them. So that's going to happen in the shul. Nogu L'Sadrim V'Sekinesis. So the minute is that we say all of the brachas in shul, then the Amoratsim will answer Amen. And they will fulfill their obligation of saying these brachas by saying Amen. Okay. So, when's the proper time to say the brach of Al Natilas Yadoyim? So can I say the same way? Really, I should be saying the bracha of Asher Nasan Lasech Vivino as soon as I hear the Tarnagol, and I should say Pekach Ibrim as soon as I open my eyes. But I wait till Shul a half an hour later, so I wash my hands. I say Al Tisadayim. Also, wait till Shul a half an hour later. Is that proper or not? So the Mishabur over there was not happy with it. The Mishabur said that for the bracha of Al Natil Sidayim, which is specifically a birchas mitzvahs, that you have a command to do it. When you, all birchas mitzvahs are always said right next to the mitzvah, the din of Avilas Yosei. What's unique about Al Natil Sidayim is we say it after we wash our hands, as opposed to beforehand. I think I mentioned this to you. I'm pretty sure I mentioned it to you. That Sotosis and Psachim and Daf Zayin and Mabez says, where else do you, the only other exception where we find that you make a bracha on a mitzvah after the mitzvah is by tefillah. By tefillah. The person goes to the mikvah.
Tefillah,
okay. Alright, so the person makes a bracha ala tefillah, so he's going because of tumah, etc. So he makes a bracha afterwards. So Tosfos says, why afterwards? Why can't he say it beforehand? Because of two people, because of a balkari. Balkari, Mitzkanas Chazal, was also to make brachas. See, he wasn't right to make the bracha until after his tovel. And by tefillas gerim, obviously they can't make the bracha, shek shem tzav tzivano, beforehand. So by ala tevila, they were misakin to say it afterwards. The same way, tefillas adayim, you can't make, if it doesn't make sense, you're washing your hands, they should be knocking, etc. You should make the bracha beforehand when the hands are not clean. It's much more logical to make the bracha afterwards, but now you're proper, you make the bracha, not beforehand. But the Yehuda points out, but the halach of hefsik doesn't change. In the same way, normally we make the bracha beforehand, you must not be masked between the bracha and the mitzvah. So over here, you must not be masked between the mitzvah and the bracha. The halach of hefsik is that it has to be the bracha is clearly going on the ma'isa. So normally, it's the bracha precedes the ma'isa. Over here, the ma'isa precedes the bracha, but there's a din of hefsik. So he says it's improper when people are washing their hands for a meal. They wash their hands and they're talking, and then they say the bracha. You can't talk between the netilah and the bracha. So that's because there's an isra hafsik. So he's very strong on that. He said that's a mistake. He says, then he takes it a step weiter. He says that to talk between the bracha, the washing and the bracha, people do, even though that's 100% wrong. It says to be mak, but to talk after you say the bracha before hamotzi mikra din is not considered. As long there, the issue is not. There's no issue of hefsek. The issue is hetzach adas. So the Mokarama says you're allowed to talk then mikra din, as long as you don't get into a long conversation. But nobody would talk between alatis adayim and hamotzi. She says we have a fakert develt. You know, between alatis adayim and hamotzi, which is mutter to talk, nobody talks. Between washing your hands, alatis adayim, which is also to talk, people talk. He says people push it. You know, sometimes get things backwards. What?
I haven't seen that many people talk then either. When they wash?
Yeah. You guys, like the person next to him, he's washing his hands and he's saying, "Ann, how are you?" No, 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 no. Then he finishes washing his hands and he says, "Oh, you know." Then he.
I never saw that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Baruch Hashem to you. I've seen it all the time.
What?
You have a different crowd.
I don't know. I never saw it. But people, when they start washing, they wash and they make a bracha and it's. They start washing. They don't. I've never seen.
Good.
I've actually never seen it.
Good. Okay, halabai weiter.
I mean, yeshiva, you've seen this?
I've seen it. I've seen it everywhere.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah says that Alat Yisodayim, which is the Birchas Hamitzvah, really would not be proper to wait till later on. Whereas the other ones were Iker and Nisken, I'll because of the way we pass on to Ramah, I'll say to her Oilam. So it's not really a Birchas and a Henan that it has to be immediately connected to it. So you'll say it later on. But over here, she says, so what do you do? So either you should say it as soon as you get up. No, you can't say it as soon as you get up in the morning. You need to use the bathroom usually. So you're not ready to make a bracha yet. But you use the bathroom and then you should say it. If there's going to be a gap of time between that till you actually daven, so then you should wait till right before davening and bring yourself to the situation of chiyuv by going to the bathroom again and dirtying your, and that way you're going to make your hands not clean for davening, and then you would make the bracha then, but you're making it on a chiyuv tefillah of netila for tefillah at that point in time. Yud beis, I don't know, amen. But you have a tefillah on amen. Yet in the bracha, kila kamamis emarishu gimel kiman shekibnu lotzis. So you have an amor to so. So, such an amor, he doesn't know how to answer a main. He's still yotze. As long as he's listening and he hears the words, he'll be yotze. Excuse me. So that's very relevant sometimes that you have a situation that Mishnah Berurah, you know, grapples with this. There's an Isra Lifna Iver to, the Morgan Rome says, there's an Isra Lifna Iver to give. It's an Hitler's and Sosadayim. You can't give bread to somebody who's not going to wash their hands. Because you bring max of them in the chiyuv to wash their hands before. Okay, so there, I think it's the Yidmei Gemara Ram says it, the Mishnah Berurah says it. So similarly, you can't give food to someone who's not going to make a bracha. So you have non from relatives over, etc. So you're going to sit down to a meal. What are you supposed to do? Right? So the normal, the simple as Eitz is, you say, listen, you know, my custom is to say, you know, to thank God before I, you know, just listen to what I'm, just listen to what I'm saying. So even if it's say amen, as long as he heard the bracha, he'd be yotze. This is my son of Shlomo Zalman, that he had a Holocaust survivor who lost his, you know, he lost it during the war, etc. But in my sense, he had a warm spot for people who learned Torah, and he supported the yeshiva. So he came to visit Eretz Yisrael. They took him to around the yeshiva. It was in the summertime. It was very hot. So afterwards, you know, he was sweating. So Shlomo Zalman told on the bracha, go get him a drink. So the guy's not going to make a bracha. So how's he allowed to give him the... So Shlomo Zalman hesitated for a second. He says, go get him a drink. They asked Shlomo Zalman afterwards, you know, how are you talking? You can't give somebody someone you're not going to make a bracha on. He said like this. He said that if I don't give him, right, He's midst of a he's going to hate from a yidden who he's sitting there sweating and bullets coming down his face. He's an out the year, you know, survivor. You're not giving him a drink. What are these people? So he'll end up, you know, hating from a Jew. So he's over this or the deraisa. If I give him a drink, he wasn't becoming the midst of the rabbanon. I'm making a bracha. It's better I should be mashlam in the rabbanon than be mashlam in the deraisa. That's why I gave him the drink. That was Rishon Mazalman's cheshbon. He writes it in the tshuva. This cheshbon. He says he writes the story. Let's hold it here.